All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started. Jordan Spieth, thanks for joining us for a few minutes here before the start of the 2015 BMW Championship. Coming into the week, second in World, second in FedEx Cup standings. You're making your third start here at the BMW Championship. Tied 16th, I believe, here in 2013. So just with that, a few comments on being back here at Conway Farms.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place here. It's a bit of a quirky golf course, but in a good way. It's got some point A to point B. You know, some holes is not dry, quite more holes than on a lot of courses we play. You don't hit driver off the tee. I like the course a lot. The greens are in unbelievable shape. They're in fantastic. They're putting incredibly well on the golf course. I got on 9 holes today, and looks to be a test. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of everything. We'll play 2 different wind conditions this week. We'll get some heavy winds Thursday, it looks like. So got to be able to control your ball because the rough's up. It's in immaculate shape, and we like coming here. It's top-notch. Everything's very easy, the facilities. Life's easy for us most weeks, and it's very easy for us this week.
A lot different for you back in 2013. I remember you being here. Just the life changes that you've experienced since being back here. I mean, do you feel any different?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when just having played 60 more events since then, you know, it's easier. It just feels more normal. In 13, it was still, you know, my rookie season where I started in Tampa to go full Puerto Rico to go full swing. So still pretty fresh in my mind. And at the time, I had just gotten a call about the President's Cup, and I was, you know, obviously trying to make a run at the playoffs, but was really excited about the President's Cup pick. And this year, having that already settled in and built into the schedule, being able to, like I said, from the first playoff event, try and get ready to peak for Atlanta is the goal. And coming back to 2 familiar places this week and next week to finish off the playoff run is very exciting. But yeah, surely I feel different than I did in 2013 with the way things have gone, and I think it's a good thing.
Jordan, do you feel a little more settled in this week? There's some talk about you going back and forth with golf clubs and things. The week off help you get prepared for where you want to be this week?
No, the changes in clubs never have made a difference. When I switch them out, it's never made a difference for me in the past. I don't think it was the difference at all. Like I said, last tournament, it wasn't the clubs. I was just off a little bit. Coming off a week off, I came off a week off into the last 2 events, so it feels the same. Everything feels normal. Everything's on point. My game is in a solid state right now. It's in a state where I can certainly shoot, you know, into double digits under par, and I believe that. It's just a matter of getting it rolling, get into a groove, and starting to see some putts go in and get an under par round started so that I can settle in a little easier.
Jordan, with some of the events that you still have scheduled this fall, does it feel like there's a sense of finality to the great season that you've had here, or is there still so much to play for in 2015?
There's a lot more to play for in the next 3 events that I'm playing. After that, I think of the Tour Championship and the President's Cup as the final tallies for the year, and I think of the next events as next season, because China is what starts it for next year. And although a calendar year would obviously, if we can close out however many events I play this fall and try and get another win or two, then what a 2015 that would be. But as far as what I think of the season, I thought of the 2 events that I played, Australian Open and Tiger's event, the Hero World Challenge at the end of last year, as paramount in what happened this year. I mean, they were extremely key events that I don't know if the success that happened this year happens without those 2 events. I truly don't. They mentally, they took me to a different level, just learning how to close those 2 out. And so that's how I kind of think of those events, is the way to start some momentum going into the next season. I have a little less of an off season this year, given I'll be starting it up at Hyundai, and the way things are scheduled. Last year I had a 5-week break and a 6-week break. This year it looks like it's more sporadic and not quite as long. So, you know, it'll be a bit of a challenge to try and get enough rest and reflection on this season before getting started towards next year.
Jason.
Jordan, did you have fun at those football games this weekend?
I did, yeah. Yeah, the Horns game was awesome. Just we were down on the field, and they honored all the Big 12 winners, and then the band spelling out my last name, and just, you know, that was always right after the Masters. That was something I was very much looking forward to, was going back down to school and being out there on the field, and I'm happy that they asked me to do so. It was just, I mean, it gives me chills just thinking of it. It was a really cool feeling.
Being a big football fan, as you are, do you wish the FedEx Cup playoffs would end maybe before football season?
No, I think it's good how it is. I like that they run right into the team events, which are huge events for us each year. You want to be fresh going into them. I like that there's a week break. Last year, you know, having four events in a row and then one and then the Ryder Cup was tough. Next year will be a challenge with the schedule. But no, I it's fun to watch football games on the road with our friends out here too. So, and so every once in a while you get good timing, and you can even go to an away game for teams you don't normally get to see. And you know, and whether it's football, baseball, basketball, you know, getting to go to Fenway Park. You know, if the season stops earlier, we don't get that opportunity. And or I guess it just depends. But no, I think it's just fine how it is.
Right over here, and then Mike,
with this being your third straight year playing an international team competition, how does your role in the locker room change, or does it change? Do you feel like you take a little bit more of a leadership type role? Or?
I'm not sure yet. I'm interested to see. The Ryder Cup, I just felt a little more comfortable around the guys because I had the experience of being out for two full years and an experience of being in one team room, but it was still so new. It's a different Ryder Cup and Presidents Cup are just two different feelings. They're both huge, but you know, we were over in Scotland and we were around you know, on away soil, and it was the Ryder Cup. We're playing against different opponents. The Presidents Cup was here. It felt more like a regular, felt like more like a PGA Tour event because it was on a course we normally play against international field guys from all over the place. And so I'm interested to see this year because we're going somewhere unique, and I feel like I'm in a different position, obviously, on the team standings than I was on Ryder Cup or the President's Cup before. So to answer your question, I truly am not sure yet how it'll feel in the locker room, because I almost felt like a rookie in both, because I was a rookie in both, but I still felt that way even at the Ryder Cup.
Mike, and then if you'd pass it up one row in front.
Jordan, you've played with Jason and you've played with Ricky at various times, but this will be the first time you guys have played together as a threesome at a tour event. How much do you relish that opportunity to kind of play with the other young guys, and what does it say about, you know, the state of golf right now?
It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, sad to see Bubba go, happy to see Ricky come in. It's not a bad place to be playing with these guys week in and week out. It's you know, it's a lot of fun. We had a good time the first two rounds of each of the last two events. You know, Ricky, with it, Jason and Ricky winning the first two events is big for the sport, sure, and the younger generation to have guys. What's Jason? Is he 26, 27? 27. So to have, you know, four of the top five in the world at 27 years of age or younger is really cool. And guys, you know, you saw Ricky take it down to the last hole and hit some fantastic shots and make some long putts, ones that you see a lot of guys coast in that scenario, and he made them fall. He willed them in. Those guys are good buddies. I'm friends with both of them. We're going to have a good time. I played with Jason when we played Conway last time, so not that that means much, but it's obviously comfortable playing with Jason now that we've played with him so much within the last couple months. And bringing Ricky in will just add another element.
Might play with him again.
What's that?
Might play against him in Korea.
Might play again. Yeah, might play against Jason. I guess we'll see how it goes, but sure, yeah, I'm up for any opportunity.
Right here, Doug, Bob, and then in the back.
What's kind of the mindset, not just you, but amongst everybody this week? Obviously, the margin for error is so slim. You also did what Horschel did last year. I mean, really, anything is possible in these final 2 weeks.
Yeah, and with the reset going into the last one, I don't think the difference between two and three is big. I don't think the difference. So it's really just a free rolling scenario. I mean, you want to win because you want to win a PGA Tour event. As far as the final tally of the FedEx Cup, it's not going to make much of a difference if I win this week or finish 70th, because it'll be repaired and I'll be in the top five. You control your own destiny, and there are certainly scenarios where it is advantageous to be towards the top, but I've got to get some points. I've just got to get some points going into next week. But it is an interesting scenario because of the reshuffle before the last event, and it makes you feel like you may as well go for broke here and play some shots under pressure that are more dangerous so that you can almost have it ready for next week.
Doug, and then
all that said, and it was a lot, what's your goal for the week?
To win the tournament. To get back and...
Is that a dumb question?
You never ask dumb questions, Doug. That one
borders on
was up there, sure.
But just given everything you've talked about with Atlanta, I mean, it doesn't matter who wins this week, frankly.
It doesn't, but at the same time, it's not like we're playing for nothing. I mean, this is still we still care about money too. I mean, we like that part of it. You're still playing for a full purse. You know, you're still trying to compete against the best players in the world. You still want to, at the end of the day, be number one in the world. I mean, there's a lot going on within the week where you want to win the event. I'm saying when you think about the FedEx Cup picture, it doesn't make that much of a difference. But for you know, the top few guys, for our group, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, this is still a very big PGA Tour event, and one that certainly want to win.
And then when you look back on Boston, and it was an interesting point about wanting to start the week ahead, in other words, getting red on the board, and which you didn't do, was that defensive? Was that a mistake on your part to think that way, or was that the right way to go about it, do you think, looking back?
It wasn't like I was putting extra pressure on that to start the round when I was inside the ropes, but it was something that I thought would be a big advantage coming in. My bounce back is solid. I believe that after you get off to a rough start, I can still turn it into an under par round. It's been that way this whole year. It's been that way for a while. I was surprised we weren't able to bounce back. And maybe thinking about really trying to get under par before over par to get settled in off of a miscut. Maybe that was, you know, a little extra added something to it once I started black. It was just another thing I was trying to do that I wasn't accomplishing. But I don't think it made a major impact in the outcome of the week. I didn't strike my irons well, and then I didn't putt well in consecutive days, and you know, starting behind the eight ball after round ones these last couple weeks is just a little too much to ask for on these hard golf courses. So, you know, this week, I'm not thinking black or red. It's just,
no cut this week.
There's no cut. I'm happy to check into my hotel, and when they ask what day are you checking out, I can say I'm checking out on Sunday. It's nice.
Steve, Bob, and then all the way in the back.
After you did miss the cut in Boston, it's as if half the golf world weighed in with what was wrong with Jordan Spieth. Did you hear any of that? And how concerned were you after doing that for the first time in your career?
It's actually interesting what pictures, when you see, you know, because I use Instagram, I use Twitter, I don't search out comments or stuff that's posted about me, but I follow Golf Digest, Golf Channel, whatever it is, ESPN. So in your feed, you see it come up, and it's actually amazing the kind of the amount of pictures photographers must take to get these, like, you know, like these crazy reactions that you're randomly, you don't think anybody's around that you're giving, and they capture it. It's not the most flattering of pictures that happen when you're not playing well. I'm not aware of the specifics on what Joe sitting on his couch and you know, in Montana thinks about my golf game, but I am aware that people thought it just seems like it's interesting how it's a what can you do for me now kind of when the spotlight's on. And, you know, I'm that way with sports teams, so why can't people be that way with me? Everyone has their opinions. And the hardest thing for me to do is to not react to that and just to say, you know what? 2 weeks ago, everyone said, you're the best there is. You're the best in the world. You're awesome, man. Not a bad thing said. And then, you know, Jason wins. Jason's the best in the world, man. He's awesome. And then Ricky wins. Well, Ricky wasn't even what you guys were talking about. You were talking about the me, Rory, and Jason. Ricky wins, and all of a sudden, people are coming out of their igloos and saying, man, that's my guy. He's the best in the world. It's just, what can you do for me now? So the more I can smile and laugh about that and the fact that people are just about, you know, you have true fans. There's no doubt. And I love true fans, and I'm happy to take any bandwagon fans there are for me. It's just interesting from our point of view seeing what's published, I guess. It's interesting, and you just need to keep your head down, stay focused, and try and be the guy that people are talking about next week.
Bob and Mike.
Jordan, sort of along those lines, after the great year you had in the majors, how have you tried to avoid having a letdown, and is there any chance that you did have a letdown in those first two events?
You know, you guys asked me the same thing after the Masters. How do you avoid a letdown? You guys asked me the same thing after the U.S. Open. How are you going to avoid a letdown? There wasn't a letdown this year. I just had two bad weeks and set it at that. You know, I missed the cut at the Players. Wasn't a letdown after the Masters. Just not going to make every single cut. You're going to have two bad days in a row every now and then. You know, I had missed the cut at Torrey Pines earlier this year and bounced back with a couple really good weeks after. Just, it was rare to miss, to have those four rounds in a row. I feel very confident about where I'm at right this second. I rested a lot. I got good work in. I didn't get a lot of work in this past week. Took some time off. I'm doing most of my work throughout the week, kind of starting small, and I'll, as the week goes on, probably work more and more again to try and peak for next week, approach it like it's a major championship. And the weeks before majors this year have been good weeks for me, so I feel confident about the way we'll perform this week as well.
If I could just follow, completely unrelated, you've been one of the young guys who Phil's taken under his wing a little bit at times, especially the team events.
Phil hates me.
What was your reaction to him getting a captain's pick? Were you good with that?
I've been able to see Phil now in two team rooms, and I don't think there's anybody better in the locker room. He's unbelievably positive. He brings some adrenaline and excitement. We don't normally see in people his age to these team events. Boy, it's fun having him around. He walks in, his stories, I mean, you guys have all heard plenty of them. His stories, his excitement, his just positive nature, his ability to come up to you and tell you that he's certain, he dreamt, he knows you're going to win your match today before you even start. It's just, you know, it's great to have that guy who's seen a lot of rough patches in the Ryder Cup. He's seen a couple wins in the Ryder Cup and a lot of wins in the President's Cup. He's seen it all as far as these team events go, and so you just have that ability to trust him, and we like that. So I'm excited.